AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
It's a good idea to have your lawn equipment inspected and serviced before you put it away for the season. Prairie Land Partners John Deere gives you the power of choice when it comes to your service needs. Choose from a silver or gold service package. It's that easy. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your lawn equipment service today.
Delivering the right solution.
Hey, VLE, we are live and we are local. What might that be, Chuck?
Boy, getting us in the holiday spirit here. Sounds like bell ringers with the Salvation Army. And with that in mind, we're pleased to be joined by Salvation Army Lieutenant Miley Haddon because, believe it or not, we're a month and a half out from Christmas, but it's time to start talking about the annual Christmas campaign.
Lieutenant, good morning.
Good morning.
How are things going for you today?
Things are going very well. Starting to get very busy, as you know.
Yes, this is coming off, obviously, the KVOE Drive for Food here just a couple of weeks ago. And really no time really to settle down because you've got to push forward with the annual kettle campaign.
Yes, we do. And this year's theme for our kettle campaign is Hope Marches On. So we're excited. So you were talking about the word for the day. Well, that will be the words for our kettle season. Hope marches on.
Hope marches on. So the kettle campaign, when do things officially begin?
So today I will be going out into the community and starting to deliver some letters. Particularly we'll start with businesses just to explain to them different ways that they can support us, because this is the time of year when we are very visible. So our kettles actually go out on the 19th, and that we have bell ringers starting the 20th. So, this is kind of our first cry for people to sign up for bell ringing. Well, you can do that at registertoring.com. Just create your own account. And it'll show you all the locations and all the times that are available for bell ringing.
How many bell ringers or how many bell ringing slots do you think that you will have here for the upcoming season?
Thousands.
As many as you can get, right?
Yeah. We have seven kettle locations. And so those are divided into two-hour shifts. So we don't want to make them too long, you know, because we want people to sign up for a shift. And so those are some of the different ways that we're trying to explain to people how they can help. You can be a bell ringer, which is a great family tradition. The kettles are out there for the community, and we want the community to participate in them and make it a part of their holiday, as it has become a part not just of the Salvation Army's tradition, but really of the whole holiday tradition. I mean, what would be the holiday without those bells, right?
No doubt about that. Registertoring.com is where you can log on and get signed up to take a shift during the holiday season. So how important is the bell ringing as far as your fundraising for the entire year? This is rather big, isn't it?
It is very big. And as I was saying, we have seven kettle sites. So the letter will show how each site is worth about $10,000 each. So our kettle goal is $70,000. And so a two-hour shift is worth $83. One day, you could sponsor a kettle for one day, and that's $334. And then, of course, a whole kettle for a whole week would be worth $2,333. So, you know, I've kind of broken it down just to kind of give people an idea of how valuable, you know, this time for us in our kettle campaign is.
Lieutenant, is there going to be any opportunities like the match days that we've seen here in years past that are going to be part of the schedule where different businesses take a day and then either double or match to a certain amount, or is that still in process at this stage?
It's still in process, and I can locate the date, but we do have what's called a $20 match day, and we also have the Giving Tuesday. And then we have the National Commander's Day, where the our national commander rings, and that's December 6th. And then the officers or the local communities ring and try to make more money than the national commander, which is pretty tough to do.
Not an easy chore there, huh?
No, because they get all their advisory board members and some big donors that give that day. So that's another opportunity.
Well, you know, aside from the bell ringing, which is huge to, you know, your annual budget at the Salvation Army and all the good work that you do, you also have, I think, sign-up periods for people to get some holiday help. Is that going on again this year?
Yes, that actually starts today. So people that need the Christmas assistance can call the Corps and ask for Rose, and she is doing Christmas sign-ups by appointment, and it starts today, November 1st, all the way through November 24th, the day before Thanksgiving. So we give you plenty of time to get signed up. And then our Angel Tree tags will also be going out on the 15th, and that's where people can pick up an Angel Tree tag and adopt a family then for Christmas. So after we get some families signed up for Christmas and get some tags made for individual families, then we'll be getting those tags out to the Angel Trees at Walmart and Blue Stem.
Lieutenant Haddon, for folks that don't know, you know, as far as the money goes, and you mentioned here the goal of $70,000, certainly that's going to be utilized here this year. For folks that don't know, what are you using this money for? How does this wind up helping those in need?
Absolutely. So the money stays here. It stays local in Lyon County. Number one, that's really important. And a lot of your donations, like if you give online, is based on the zip code of the donor. So that way you know that even if you're giving online, it stays local in Lyon County. So the money goes towards us being able to provide emergency assistance. And most of that is rental and utility assistance. So it pretty much is considered unrestricted donations, but it covers, you know, our services to the public.
RegisterToRing.com is the website to get signed up to have a bell ringing shift or two or three during the holiday season, because we're just a couple of weeks out and it is go time for the Salvation Army kettles and the bells that you'll hear are ringing through the holiday season. So we encourage you to be a part of it and help out the Salvation Army. How's that pantry still looking good?
The pantry, we are very busy working at sorting it and getting it put on the shelf.
So, well, that's good to hear.
But, you know, yeah, another thing on the kettles, let me just say, you know, a lot of times we will hang a kettle at a stand and there will not be a bell ringer there. But that does not mean that you still cannot donate in that kettle. That's just kind of become the reality of the world today. It's tougher and tougher to get enough bell ringers. But the kettles are locked into the stand and pretty much watched. So it's still, you know, we have also scan codes where you can just scan your phone at the kettle and give.
Technology's great, isn't it? I'm telling you.
It's got to move forward.
Yes, you do, to keep up. So what about the bell ringing times during the day? When do you start? When do you finish on a normal day?
So a normal day will start at 10 a.m. and we'll finish at 6.
Okay.
It cuts the hours just a little bit, but that's pretty much an 8-hour day of ringing.
Gotcha. Lieutenant, what else do you have coming up here that's going to overlap the fundraising effort here the next 2 months? Or really, is that pretty much what you've got going on right now? You mentioned that things are quite busy.
Yeah. Well, and that's what it is. You know, it's like, it always makes me really nervous having enough bell ringers, you know, to man my kettle sites. But that's what we're gearing up for. We're getting our kettle stands ready. And we want people to know also that capacity, the Salvation Army is working 7 days a week, whether it's between our stores, our special care, our churches, our social services, our emergency disaster. We're here 365 days a week every year.
Well, we're starting to cut out a little bit, so we're going to let you go, Lieutenant Haddon. I know we'll have you back on throughout the holiday season, but again, we encourage people to get registered and to help out the Salvation Army with all the great work that you do. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Okay, we had just Kind
we
of
almost made it all the way through.
To get to the finish line there, huh?
Yeah, the phone line all of a sudden had some issues, but did want to let you know that if you want more information, you can also call the Salvation Army office as well. But again, registertoring.org is where you're going to want to go to line up your spots. Also want to let you know, too, that we're close to full on our newsmaker slots and really our morning show slots for the week here this week again as we start things off. But right now, we do have Wednesdays open, so if you want that one, call us at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Ken Schnackenberg joins us in the Newsmaker slot tomorrow morning talking about Team Schnack and also specifically Diabetes Awareness Month, specifically Type 1 Diabetes Awareness Month activities. That'll be tomorrow's Newsmaker here at 7:15.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. 7:31, 41 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Tired of the endless cycle of laundry staring at you every day? Spick and